When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back. We're live. The Mercado. Certified Piedmontese beef. 84th and Havelock. And you can, for $75, two New York strip, two ribeyes, four ground beef patties, 16 ounces each. Steak rub, summer sausage, $75. Want to go bigger? You can go bigger. Four strip, two ribeyes, four filet, four burgers, rub, summer sausage, 16 ounces worth, $150. Great Christmas shopping. Have at it. Have at it. We're here till 6. Come on through. Say hi. Hit us with a what up. Let's go to the phone lines. I'll bring in the Husker Hall of Famer, Jay Foreman. Jay, man, what's happening?
What's Papalaka on the ones and twos in the city of darkness? We're like the Gotham City out here, man.
Yeah, it's a little different, isn't it, right?
It is 5:32 p.m., and it looks like midnight. It's like being down in Vegas, being in the casino. You don't know if it's light or dark when you come outside.
Yeah, like we're sitting here, you know the spot, right? So we're sitting here in the front door and looking out, and of course it's a city of lights right now because of the darkness. It's pretty cool. Kevin Meyer stopped by, brought some nice wine, brought a really good beer called what? Like that's the beer's called what? What? And it's it might be the best one he's brought so far.
Well, we're gonna have to save that, man.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Pretty soon I'm going to be there to partake in all the libations.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
But you know what's going to happen, though? Once we start getting them libations going, little sweet boy Nick and little Sky Blue over there, they ain't going to be able to sit there and watch Netflix all night.
I'm really looking forward to Big Sky's graduation and Nick's 21st birthday.
Yeah. All right, well. It's going to be a night they ain't going to never forget.
Or they won't remember. They may not remember.
They're all in the same box.
Whew, man, they don't even know, man. Oh, yeah, and there's some beef jerky for you, too. So they hooked you up here to get that done. Not bad at all, kind sir, not bad at all. Your mother-in-law came by, Jay Foreman. She came by looking for you and said hello.
Oh, really?
Yes.
They're big grillers, so they probably was getting some beef.
Yeah, she came through. Yeah. She stopped through. She's like, where's Jay? She goes, I listen when I can. Jay's a really good dude. I was like, see, you got the cosign. When mom-in-law says you're a good dude, you're doing all right, young man.
Yeah, I try my best, man. Y'all know you fake it till you make it. You got them fooled, you know, so I'm good.
Hey, it's at that time, like it's I'll ask you from the player, from a teammate standpoint, and then from a coaching standpoint, when you hear that somebody's super talented but has personality issues, do you want to be a part of it? Do you take the chance?
In reference, if I'm a coach?
Yeah, if you're a coach and you're a player, he's super talented.
Yeah, depends on what those issues are. If he has issues with, like, you know, being a team player or stuff like that, I think you can kind of, you know, get him to see the light eventually. But if it's the guy that has a problem dealing with his teammates and has all, you know, kind of always been that guy that, you know, everything happens, but, you know, somebody else's fault, but there's always one common denominator, I'd probably pass. But it just kind of depends. And I think it depends on the coach and the player. I mean, sometimes guys are, you know, perceived one way and you know, really another. And sometimes, you know, some of these guys or players have some other stuff going on that once you kind of deal with that, then everything else comes to, you know, like fruition. So, you know, you never really want to pass judgment until you can get in there and give everybody a fair chance because you just never know. And this is the coach. You know, you always think that you can be that coach or be that guy or be that mentor or teammate that can kind of get the guy on the right track. So, you know, it just takes a special connection, you know, because it's a deeper relationship because it's going to be rocky, I'm assuming. But, you know, it kind of depends on the situation and depends on the player. It depends on how talented he is. I'm not sure who you were exactly talking about.
Well, we're talking about Spencer Rattler in specifics.
I just think with Spencer Rattler, he's a quarterback. He's a product of the YouTube social media type of deal. I think the good thing about it, I mean, whether, you know, he likes it or not, I think it was a humbling experience for him last year. It's questionable whether it's justifiable or not, you know, because I think they were in a different type of offense when the Williams came in. I think they kind of had him playing a different way than Williams. So, it's, you know, kind of affected the way he played. And, you know, I don't know if Nebraska's talking to him or whatever. But I would say like this, you get a guy that's highly talented, and then he's going to be extremely motivated and have a big chip on his shoulder. So you're going to get his best, right? But to take him to another level, then you say, hey, look, we know you're going to play well. We know you got plenty of reasons to play well. Well, then let's add to it and see how you can improve your leadership, which will actually make you a better player in the long run. And so you kind of, you know, play on to what he's already, you know, willing to do. And then you add on something else because you're letting him know it's going to make you even a better player and make you more money eventually in the NFL. So, you know, I'm sure he's got tons of schools that have contacted him. He's trying to find the best situation for him, for his career, you know. And, you know, obviously I think Nebraska would be great for him, but, you know, that's something that, you know, his advisors himself and the, you know, coaches all got to kind of come to deal with and see where it's at. I don't think he's such a malcontent that he can't play and do well. But I do think there was a lot that probably came with him. And I think also those are the things that he had to deal with and address moving forward. I'm sure coaches are explaining it to him in some form or fashion, because ultimately whatever school he goes to, if they really want the best for him and the school, they have to be completely honest with him and be willing to help him and, I wouldn't say rehab him, but, you know, make him be what he wants to ultimately be. I just think that the way kids grow up now, they don't necessarily want to be bad teammates. They don't know how to be good teammates. You get what I'm saying? Because it's all been all about them for so long. So you can't fault them, but then you have to have the players that are willing to be open to learning how to be a better teammate, which will make you a better player. And then make your team better. So it's a win-win, but getting him to that point is very, very hard.
If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint, it's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows, Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Would you want him on your team?
If I was on Nebraska right now,
yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's an extremely talented player, a proven guy that can, you know, spin the rock. Allow him to come in and compete, you know. If I'm a teammate, I'm not saying this and thinking that Logan can't get the job done either. So, you know, I think a better, you know, a legit running game helps make Logan, at least in the offense that, you know, that we ran, and I'm assuming it's going to be some version of it with Coach Whipple, I'm just assuming here, or, you know, whatever. It makes Logan that much better of a quarterback. We know he can run. We know he can tough. He makes actually made good decisions. There wasn't a big difference from what we've seen before, except for experience-wise. And of course, you know, you'd want him on your team. I don't know. I'd have to meet him. I don't know enough about him or enough about the issues or reason why, you know, some of those things are out there. You know, I just thought that he just wasn't playing well and the other guy came in and was hot and they rode the hot hand, but also know they went back to him and he went in there and did well late in the season. So that gave me a character, you know, not a character issue, but a, you know, character flaw that necessarily wasn't true, that if he was totally checked out, he wouldn't have went in there and as a backup role and be ready to play, you know. And so who knows, man? Obviously it's a position of to be addressed with only two scholarships in there and two guys that have no experience at all. And that's what happens when you have a 4-year starter and you planned on having a 5-year starter and it just didn't happen. So you got to find somebody that's going to provide competition, but also some experience moving forward.
Tonight, Thursday Night Football, the 6-5-1 Steelers travel to Minneapolis to face the 5-7 Vikings. Who you got?
Oh, man, you know, the Steelers, you know, exceeded expectations last week. They, you know, it was like their last hurrah. I remember we were talking about, you know, Ben Roethlisberger, if I thought that he had one more win in him. And, you know, they hung around, and then the old Wiley veteran found a way to play or found a way to win. I think on the road in Minnesota, and Minnesota's playing for the playoff lives, the defense is starting to get healthy, even though they have an unfortunate situation with Everson Griffin. Wishing him all the best, but they got Dalvin Cook back. I don't think Adam Thielen will play, but you got Jefferson. They're starting to get healthy offensively. And I think Dalvin Cook will be the X factor, especially playing at home on a short week. I'm going to give the home team the advantage to go with the Vikings, even though they have Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins is the guy that you always say, they have Kirk Cousins. And it's not always in a good way. So it is one of those things that I think the Vikings, you know, will be at home and they'll be able to make some plays.
Before we let you go, can I ask you, there's some FCS elite quarterbacks who are jumping in the transfer portal. Can I ask you if FCS quarterbacks, if they suffer from a different level of talent than, say, Power 5, can those guys play at the Power 5 level?
I think now with the quarterback camps, the quarterback coaches, the quarterback gurus, I think they can make it. They can make that jump, you know, because I think that now, like back when I played, I would say, you know, no. But I think with the amount of reps that they get in the off season, the way the offenses are ran at that level, I definitely think that, you know, they can make that jump. And now it's going to take some time because you're going to, you know, the window that they're used to throwing in BP is, you know, they're a lot smaller than, you know, there when he's playing, you know, knucklehead, you know, university. So,
right.
You know, but I think they can play. I think, you know, you'll get some guys that'll play down on those levels that you straight up flat out ball just because they're there. I mean, quarterback's hard because people don't understand only one can play. So if you're a high school senior and just say like in your 500 mile radius, they got, you know, everybody has a sophomore or juniors or younger. And you can go to a smaller school and play right away. I mean, you know, you're playing quarterback. I mean, you got to think of like, I mean, I'm not the biggest Carson Wentz fan, but look at him. You know, he went up to North Dakota State, and then Easton Stick came behind him. They all learned how to play the position, and both of them, you know, obviously Carson Wentz, I think, was number two. Easton Stick was a fifth-round pick, but he's established himself as a legit backup quarterback waiting to get his chance, and there's plenty of other guys that have done it, and there's plenty of other guys that have made it in the NFL from smaller schools. I think they can play. It just takes the right opportunity, the right chance. And, you know, a lot of those guys come in, you know, say they only have, like, you know, the depth of receivers, depth of skill position year in and year out changes drastically for these guys. Whereas yeah. you're able to get here, you're able to throw to sometimes 6, 7, 8 receivers that are better than the guys or as good as the guys that you needed to depend on every single day. You think of Chad Pennington from Marshall. You can go so forth and so on. There's guys that can play. If you can play the position of quarterback, you can play at any level. And playing the position, this is what people don't understand, playing the position of quarterback does not have to do with, not always, it's not all predicated on arm strength, star rankings, X, Y, and Z, or your height, weight, size, and speed type of thing. Now, within reason now, okay? You can't have a quarterback out there that's 5'6", but I'm talking about, well, you can, but because Kyler Murray's out there, he's 5'9". But, you know, what I'm talking about is playing the position. You got guys that might not be as talented as, you know, like Jamarcus Russell, you know, got picked number one. He had a strong arm, but then here it is. You got Drew Brees and all these other guys that don't fit the mold of the ideal size of quarterbacks, and Drew Brees is eventually going to be a Hall of Famer, so forth and so on. You can talk about Tom Brady, X, Y, and Z. If you can play the position, you got the mind for it, leadership, and the ability to lead guys and push them to do better things, you definitely going to have a leg up on a guy that's survived solely on arm talent and, surrounded himself with superior, you know, athletes, you know, like they do in club teams, 707 teams in high school. So, you know, I don't think you say, hey, we only can pick up a guy that was third string coming from Michigan versus a guy that's, you know, started, you know, 3 years and wants to try to see if he can make that jump. Because what people don't understand is live game reps trump practice in proximity or geographical areas where you sat on the bench or didn't play. But, you know, the good thing, I guess, about the transfer portal, there's quarterbacks going in there every day, and it seems like there's 50,000 of them in there. Heck, Michael Penix Jr., I didn't even know that. I just saw, like, something where he's in there. Yep. And, you know, he was up for the Heisman before the season, until obviously he was an unstoppable force, both running and passing before he got hurt. Not this season, but the season before. And he never could kind of get out of neutral. The team around him wasn't as good, but, I mean, he's a legitimate, you know, you talk about Power 5, Big 10, threat at quarterback, and there's tons of them that have had successful careers that might have got dinged up this year, and then the guy that came in is kind of overtaking the position. So, something that they got people to comb that waiver wire or whatever you call it, and see what they can come up with.
Brother, I think it's going to be interesting. Again, we'll find out more about this game and how it evolves, because some of these transfer will line up directly. So appreciate you, brother. I will talk to you tomorrow. Take some Tums tonight, Pepto-Bismol, and some Sprite. Just, you know, tomorrow will be rough.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. I'm coming in there just straight up like I'm arriving like I am. I'll face every challenge. You challenge all challengers. I'm okay. Here, including the hot wing challenge.
Okay.
You know, with little baby Rico. You know, the little bobblehead Murphy over there. I'm going to handle my business because my Buffalo Bills got embarrassed. And, just eating one wing ain't going to be that big a deal.
Okay. Well, we will put it in place for it, brother. We will be looking forward to it. That's tomorrow at 4 on Old School, so folks can know. That's Jay Foreman, Husker Hall of Famer. Thank you, kind sir.
All right, man.
Tomorrow's going to be fun. We'll throw it to break. Again, we're live at the Mercado. Final segment coming up here on 93.7 The Ticket.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.